local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? We are the wretched refuse. We're soldiers, but we're American soldiers. We've been kicking ass for 200 years.
Go ahead, make my day.
Police and fire department told us to go run to the wall and don't look outside.
Bang! Right into the middle of it, like around the 70th floor.
The United States will hunt down and punish for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Of course, we're going to be playing those little clips throughout not just yesterday's show and today's, but also tomorrow's, just throughout the rest of the week. Just, of course, honoring the victims of that terrible day, September 11th, 2001. And, of course, we do have a lot to get into today, don't we, Chris? Including just in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, today's going to be a very busy day, very enlightening day. You're going to learn something today in just a few minutes, about 5 minutes, like Austin just said. We're going to have Barbara Mayall in from the Women for Responsible Legislation, and also John Roberts will be joining her from the Republican Party locally. So we're going to talk about some things there. I've been on the phone all afternoon with Matt Gaetz. He is going to be our special guest tomorrow at 4:20.
All right.
We are going to, as they say in the business, we're going to ask him some hard questions. We're going to talk about the AG Merrick Garland, Attorney General Merrick Garland situation there. We're going to talk about his win over Aaron Dimmock, messaging against Valmont, future identity of GOP. Is a governor's run in his future? And I'm going to ask him now, how is Dad Don's doing? So we're going to be discussing some things tomorrow. Matt Gaetz, tomorrow, 4:20, live on News Radio 92.3. And also today, don't forget Colton Wright. He's, of course, Santa Rosa County District 5 County Commissioner. He will join us today at 4:35. Busy day.
Yes, absolutely. And with WEAR, got to give them credit where it's due. They were pretty thorough here early this afternoon, taking 12 minutes. So we're going to get right into our first quick check of the roads and weather, and then we're actually going to take a quick break and get ready for that sit-down with Barbara Mayall. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not seeing too much going on. Do have some backups on Fairfield Drive at the intersection with Palafox Street as you're passing Palafox traveling westbound. We did have an accident report, I believe, on Fairfield, which could be causing the issues in that area. Also, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is backed up as well, as it often is at this hour. Then it's just going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and we did have an accident report. This was on Dogwood Drive near the intersection with Berry Hill Road. There is some minor congestion in that area, but it's not too severe. As for the weather, it is 77 degrees in Pensacola, just had to refresh that. Wow, that was off. 84 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 88 and a low of 71 for your Friday. Just about 4:17, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got that interview with Barbara Mayall for you and more right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas power business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. What's up? Anyway, we got Barbara Bayall here on the line with us. Chris, take it away, man.
Okay. 422, News Radio 92.3, my partner in political crime, Barbara Bayall, joining me today. Hey, Barbara, how's the sign waving event go?
Hey, it went hot. It was hot to trot.
Yeah, I know.
We had lots of trucks honking at us. We had probably unimaginables honking at us, but as long as they're honking at us and waving and supporting us, we are excited.
There you go. You were, what do they call it, a sign waving event? Is that what it was?
Yes, Republican Party here. We haven't had our grand opening yet, but we just wanted to let everybody know where we were. We're right across the street from Pensacola Christian Academy, and so right by Jimmy John's. So we're open from 12 to 6 every day except for Wednesday. And Sunday and Wednesday, we go to church around here.
Yes, you do. Anyway. Absolutely. And do you? Let me just ask you, I always ask you this every time we talk on the radio, do you still do your prayer line in the mornings?
Every morning, Miss Annie. Yes, she is. Busy, busy, busy.
Yes, she is. But, we're talking about Annie Delgado from Trump country.
Yeah, Trump came 2020. She's known him since 86.
Yeah,
so anyway, big stuff happening. You know, we have to keep this corner of God's green favorite state, Florida, we have to keep it solid red. And so I am asking everyone to get involved, because whether you're red or blue, you got to admit, you need to at least be a little purple. So anyway, we are inviting people to come by and see what we've got and how they can help and just make America great again.
And Barbara, we're also letting people in on what you're doing with the Women for Responsible Legislation. You have a big candidate forum coming up tomorrow, 10:30 over at the Tryon Library. That's on Langley Avenue. And who's going to actually be a – these are candidates, right?
Yes, I am so excited about this. We're going to have the Pensacola City Council District 1, Jennifer Brayer, and Phil Nickinson, the fourth, is going to be running against her. And then we've got two county commission offices, District 4, which is Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms. Mm-hmm. And then District 5, Stephen Berry, and we have Joshua Roberson. So it's going to be very exciting. We're going to find out. I told each and every one of them, if you have a question, this is the time to ask, because you're not under the sunshine law.
Amen. That's right. And you've got John Roberts with you today, don't you? You have John Roberts with you today, don't you?
I do. You know all about that sunshine law, right?
Too well. Absolutely. Way too well. Went through that for 15 years.
We have a lot of people in here. Chris, we have a lot of people in the office listening.
Get them to say hey for us. Say, I want to hear them back there.
Hey. Come on, make them a hey. Say hey. Hey, Chris.
There you go.
Hey, Chris.
The lively spirit there in the Republican Party of Pensacola.
That's right.
Okay, we do have John Roberts.
Hey, John Roberts, how are you doing today? And welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Glad to have you on today.
Yes, I'm doing great. We're all excited here. We did our sign waving. And I tell you, it was just a constant horn honk after another one. Everybody was excited to see us out there waving flags and Trump signs. So it was a lot of fun to do it. And it was encouraging people.
Hey, John.
We were very glad to do
John,
it.
I want you to do me a favor. Tell me about the messaging of the Republican Party here in Escambia County. Give me some bullet points, and what are the highlights in your messaging?
Highlights in our messaging? Well, first of all, we are a constitutional party, okay? We believe in the U.S. Constitution. We believe in limited government, as our Constitution provides. We're not a socialist republic or a socialist dictatorship or a government that tries to be all things to all people. That doesn't work. That's a failure. So first of all, we're limited government, conservative, constitutionalist. That's our number one. That's the type of government we want and that we deserve, the people deserve. And we want a government that's going to keep us safe. We need to have strong defense nationwide, but we also need to have strong defense or security here locally. We've got to have a strong police force, one that's well-trained, well-paid, and motivated and supported by the local community. We can't have a police force where the people want to defund them and want to keep them, in a low position. We want to elevate the job of being a policeman and law enforcement officers. So security is extremely vital to us. We want to get in locally. Now we want our infrastructure to be kept. We want people to look ahead and plan ahead for things that we need in the future. We can't just simply wait until the last minute and say, oh, we got to tear down all these buildings to build this road, through here. We've got to look ahead. We've got to be the people who understand that if you look ahead and plan for things, that you're going to be able to do it much more efficiently. So those are some of the things that we're very, very concerned about. And, of course, we want to be a family-friendly area. We don't want to be an area where, marijuana is being smoked out in public, all the time. That's not healthy. We want an area that's going to be family-friendly. We don't want to have an abortion clinic in every corner. We want people to respect life, respect the lives of children and adults, all people, old people, young people. That's the kind of message that we're trying to put out. And we want this pro-family, limited government, conservative principle throughout. Yes, taxes should be minimal. Taxes should be minimized. Yes, we want to have, obviously, a strong police and all the first responders. But we do not need high tax rates to do that. We need to keep them at the lowest level that we can reasonably do.
Hey, John.
Keep things running official.
John, in 60 yes. seconds or less, because we got a hard break coming up on us here in just a minute here, what can someone do if they want? Volunteerism is the backbone to any successful organization and candidate's quest to hit office. How can somebody volunteer with the Republican Party?
They can come here to their headquarters. We are going to be having training sessions where we help people to go door-to-door to a targeted audience, and we encourage people to get out and vote. We identify people who vote, but not all the time, and we want to make sure they get out and vote this time. And that's a key factor in our motivation to get Republican voters out. We have a lot of Republicans, of course, that vote every single time. Yes. And we have... we're at 5353 North Halifax Street. It's right across the road from Pensacola Christian Academy and right next to a Jimmy John's. My 60 seconds is probably up.
Yes, it is, but we thank you, Barbara and John. Thanks for your time today. Republican Party folks taking their time out. They've been waving their event sign, the Republican Party and the event sign out there on right across from Pensacola Christian College on Mobile Highway. No, that's not. Yeah, Mobile Highway. Mm-hmm. Highway 29. And so anyway, I get the two mixed up, but Highway 29 is what I'm talking about. Anyway, we thank John and Barbara Mayall for joining us this afternoon. By the way, coming up in 10 minutes, or less than 10 minutes, about 7 or 8 minutes from right now, we're going to have Colton Wright.
Yeah.
District 5 Commissioner from Santa Rosa County. We got some great things to talk to him about. And he'll be coming up in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.
And I got about, 47 seconds and counting, so I'll use this for traffic and weather since we didn't get to that earlier. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, just minor backups here and there. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, maybe a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola. It's going to be a low of 76 or so tonight. Tomorrow, we should see any chances of rain dissipate as we inch into your Friday with a high of 88 and a low of 74.
Okay, don't forget, Matt Gaetz live on News Radio 92.3 tomorrow at 4:20.
Yeah.
We're going to be asking some pretty hard questions. Join us tomorrow, okay?
I'm Tom Graham. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump are back on the campaign trail 2 days after their debate. The VP candidate campaigning in Battleground, North Carolina, telling a Charlotte crowd,
"Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it?"
Now, the Trump campaign in Arizona today also posted on his True Social account saying he will not debate Harris again. Francine continues to push north as a tropical depression after roaring ashore as a Category 2 hurricane. That system drenching millions.
Remnants go right into northern parts of Mississippi, Alabama, western Tennessee, Arkansas, and also northern sections of Louisiana. So now it's no longer really a tropical threat. It's an inland water threat and wind threat.
Fox Weather's Bobby Van Dillon. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Moderna falling more than 18% today after the company says it will rein in its R&D spending by 20% and trim other areas as the COVID vaccine market continues to slow down. Here's a check on Wall Street. Stocks are higher at the close. The Dow finished up 235 points. The S&P 500 grew by 41 and the NASDAQ shot up by 174 points. Verizon saying today they expect charges of nearly $2 billion in its third quarter due to a slew of employee buyouts. Nearly 5,000 employees are leaving the telecommunications giant by March, and nearly half are leaving this month. Hurricane Francine spiking oil futures as experts are predicting the storm's presence is likely to disrupt production of upwards of 1.5 million barrels. As a result, U.S. crude oil futures up more than 2.7% to around $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Blitz Studios. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for details. As we kick off week two, two coaches are under a tremendous amount of pressure. Robert Saleh's defense was embarrassing against San Francisco, and he needs a blowout victory against Tennessee. And Zach Taylor, after another week one blunder, must walk into Kansas City and snag a victory against the Chiefs. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select NAPA locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let NAPA help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you regret. Write it down so you never forget. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather before we have that sit down with Colton Wright. Let's see. Looking here at the roads. Well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor. One of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. All righty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. We did have some backups on Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but those have since cleared out. Now it's just going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox and Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound passing Hobart Field, but that has seemingly lessened as well. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola, a low of 76 tonight as we get into your Friday. It's going to be a high of 88, and I had set a low of 74, but that's actually false. It's a low of 71 with mostly clear skies on your Friday night. Chris?
Okay, 4:36, News Radio 92.3. Joining me this afternoon, Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County District 5 County Commissioner. Colton, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
Couldn't get much better than that. Worked all day, or we're going to have Matt Gaetz in tomorrow and working with him, coming in at 4:20. Just been really a busy day today, but I was so excited when I got your text to remind me, and thank you so much for that, about having you on today, because there's a lot of things we want to discuss. And one thing that I'm really impressed with your credentials, you're a small business owner. And I think the small business owners have really taken it on the chin recently over the past few years. How has your small business kind of weathered the storm out there?
I guess I'll put it this way. You know, we've been in business for 21 years.
Right.
Most of that time has been in a significant growth spurt, which is very difficult to manage. Much, you know, kind of mirrors what Santa Rosa County has dealt with over the decades. And I would say that, you know, 2008, 9, 10 were pretty tough. We still grew during that time. And then, you know, obviously the COVID years of 2020, 2021 had their challenges, but were stellar from a business standpoint. And 2024 has been a tough one. Between dry weather and the drought conditions and, economic challenges that have been there, it's been a tough year. And it seems like most every small business owner I've talked to, 2024 has been quite a challenge.
I know one of the biggest obstacles with the Santa Rosa County Board has been the, I don't want to use the word confusion, but we'll go ahead and use that out there. And you even said it's one of your greatest frustrations working alongside some of the governing board who choose to kind of ratchet up the controversy rather than provide good governance. What's your feelings? Are you got two going out? You got two more coming in. So how do you feel about the new board?
Well, I'll put it this way. There's one thing constant in life, and that's change.
That's true.
You know, and it's interesting. There are many people who, you know, change scares them and concerns them. And but it happens all the time around us, and we have to accept it and embrace it. And, you know, there's change in the county. There's change in the state of Florida. There's change in the nation, and certainly change amongst the Board of County Commissioners in Santa Rosa County. I'm looking forward to the new board, the two new members, joining the board. And, I'm looking forward to hopefully a very professional and productive environment for us to move forward and focus on the business of the county and getting things back on track.
This is really no secret. I mentioned this quite often on the air here. I live in Gulf Breeze. I live actually down the road in Paradise Bay in that section over there. And so when the issues about, and I own three dogs, by the way, I want to throw that in there. What about the changes to Tiger Point, the park regarding the dogs?
Yeah, well, I'm excited about it. You know, I think it's interesting, you know, we hope that people have a sense of community. And, you know, I love the idea of getting people off their phones and off of some screen time and getting out to know their neighbors and being more active and involved in the community. And one of the ways to do that is through our park system. And, you know, I would notice, you know, numbers of people using the walking path at Tiger Point Park, walking, jogging, you know, oftentimes, you know, mom's pushing a stroller. But so much of the time people would have their dog with them, and I had no problem with it, but yet the county had this ordinance that said you can't have your dog in the park. And I thought that was interesting, and I thought we were probably setting the wrong tone. I certainly understand that we do not want dogs on the ball fields because, you know, they damage the fields and it's not the appropriate place for them. But if there's responsible dog owners that want to take their dogs on a walking path and they're willing to pick up after them, and their dogs are well behaved, we should probably encourage that type of behavior and that sense of community. So, you know, the board was very supportive of that initiative, and we'll have the new dog waste stations and the signage out here very quickly, and hopefully that pilot program is something that works out, and hopefully we can spread it to other parks in the community.
Boy, Tiger Point has sure evolved into something really nice. I know if I went back 15 years ago, it's a different environment, different facilities. Let me tell you, Santa Rosa County's done a real nice job with Tiger Point. What about the agenda on the board's items? Anything to talk about that really kind of jumps out at you?
Well, as far as today is concerned, I mean, there's a lot of just what we'll call boilerplate or sausage making, but it's all part of good government. I think two things come to mind. You know, I brought up some conversation about the traffic situation at Hobart and the hard work that's being put in there as a two county area along with the Air Force. We talked about Jubilee a little bit and postpone the September 23rd special meeting on that, looking for more information, some concrete, solid data, and what that project would look like before the board makes a decision on that one going forward. And I would say, you know, the big thing was we had a public hearing on the MSBU process and changed the requirements. Previously, it required 66% of a neighborhood or a group asking to self-impose an MSBU to pay for street lighting or road paving or improvements. And we brought that down to, you know, anything over 50%. And that way, hopefully, we can accelerate, you know, paving of dirt roads and anywhere where there's a neighborhood or a group of people that want to make a significant improvement, to give them an option to accelerate getting that done.
So real quickly here, are you catching any feedback? I yell and scream coming down the Gulf Breeze Parkway every afternoon. Got to be real. 4 to 6, I try to avoid it.
We all do.
But now they're extending eastward from Tiger Point, well, right there at the corner of the Walgreens and the AT&T store and the new 5-minute oil right there at Paradise Bay, going into Paradise Bay. But it seems like now the construction work is heading more eastward. You catch any flack on all this?
Well, always. You know, the thing is, you know, people, it's easy to look at the county. I'm much easier to reach than, say, a state representative or a trip to Tallahassee. But people forget that Highway 98 is a state highway. The county has very little say on that. We can provide input, but that's about it. You know, so the six-laning project will be stopping there at that Portside Drive, Paradise Bay area. But there is a new traffic signal currently under construction at Soundside Drive and Highway 98, which is very exciting. That's about a year overdue from what it was originally supposed to start, but it's finally in construction process. So I hope to see that light up and functioning and a new intersection there, which I think will make some serious safety improvements. But, you know, Highway 98 is a tough thing. You know, I drive it every day just like everybody else. What I try to remind people is that if you look at what happened in the Destin and Sandestin area with the construction of Highway 98 there over the, you know, the last 5-6 years, it was very painful and difficult. But now that it's complete, it's a much better roadway, and there's people walking on sidewalks on both sides of the road now. And when this project is done, it'd be like remodeling your kitchen. If you've ever remodeled a kitchen in a house, it's a painful, just awful process to go through because it's an upheaval of your entire way of life in your home. But about 2 weeks after it's done, you forget the pain because you realize how nice it is. And I think Highway 98 will be much the same way. But, gosh, it is painful for all of us when we're in the middle of it and the traffic cones and the lane changes. And it is painful, and I feel it too.
You know, I feel the same way because I just had a tree company come out to my house in Gulf Breeze, and they, I mean, took down a massive amount of trees. I mean, cleared out the whole thing. And right now we still have a bunch of branches laying around some of the lower hanging stuff, you know, just hanging around. It looks terrible. I mean, I'm sure my neighbors are pretty mad at me, but like you say, give me a couple of weeks. It'll look fine. I promise. Hey, Colton, listen, I want to thank you for your time today. You listen, it's a pleasure. We're going to do this on a regular basis, I hope.
Yeah, I'm happy. If you want to get together over Thursday after board meeting, I'm happy to do so. And I just appreciate the opportunity to reach out to people and let them know the good things we got going in Santa Rosa County.
That sounds great. Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County District 5 County Commissioner. Nice guy on top of all this. And so he gave us a few minutes, and we do appreciate that. News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, Colton, he's great. Loyal listeners of Pensacola right now are very well familiar with Colton and the interviews that we have with him. It's just been a little bit of a while since we've had him on. But yeah, he's a breath of fresh air and a half, Chris, I tell you. All righty. Let's see. Just past 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There hasn't really been much going on this hour. Heck, Chris is handling the interviews. I'm giving mild traffic updates. This has been the greatest hour ever. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street is still backed up. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual hitters. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90 had a little bit of issues if you were traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, or eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's still 84 degrees here in Pensacola. The low tonight is 76. As we get into your Friday, the high is 88 and the low is 71. And we're going to start your Friday off with about a 30% chance of showers, but that's not too bad. And it will dissipate by Friday night and basically introduce you to what should be a beautiful Saturday. Your Saturday is going to be a high of 87 and a low of 73, at least listed as currently. So how about that?
Sounds good to me. Absolutely. I have so many people texting in right now that heard the interviews at all.
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't looking over at you, so I was giving the traffic right. and weather update, and then I asked you a question, looked at you, and your headset wasn't even on. I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, every time we have somebody on, especially at Colton, a lot of these were breezers texting me, let me tell you. Now the questions come out, you know?
Right.
So I've got to take these down and talk to Colton about this at our next time we do meet and have him on the radio. Very popular guest.
Oh, yeah. No, Colton, there you go. Colton's great. Also, here nationally, wanted to touch on this because this is one of our top stories today because there's multiple pieces to it here and we've got a couple minutes to kill. Vice President Harris is increasing her lead over former President Trump in one national poll, at least. A Reuters/Ipsos poll released today shows that Harris is leading Trump 47% to 42% in the race for the White House. The two-day poll was conducted following Tuesday's debate between the two candidates. And of those who said that they were familiar with the debate, 53% said that Harris, quote-unquote, won it, while 24% said that Trump did. But also, it's funny that this is being brought up, because Trump says that there will not be another debate with VP Harris. In a post on Truth Social, he says that polls show that he won the debate this week against her and that it's a sign that she lost after she immediately called for another. The former president said Harris no-showed at a debate with Fox News and refused to do ones with NBC and CBS, and also said she should focus on her job as vice president instead of wanting another debate.
Well, I always look for the sample base. That's right. The first thing I go to. How many people did you actually ask about this? How old were these people that you asked?
Right.
What is their are they a high income family? Are they a low income family? How many people do they? These are questions that are
tangible.
Who
were the demographics that were asked, and why would they have wanted Kamala or Trump to win?
Not only the demographics, but the psychographics are much more important in many cases because that is dealing with lifestyle.
Right.
So when I hear all of this stuff, you know what it says to me? Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's the thing. Obviously, as I said, you just look at social media. There's a lot of subjectivity that surrounds who won the debate. Because as I said, if you want somebody to win a debate badly enough, you're going to think they did. I think I did see more people, I would say, though, in my experience, saying that Harris won it, though. So I guess that's a W for her. At least with an asterisk next to it.
Okay, if you're driving down Main Street this afternoon and the ballpark is occupied, you're going, what's going on over there? Let me explain. The Wahoos versus Montgomery, that matchup was canceled Wednesday night, of course, because of the rain. The two teams are playing right now. Doubleheader got underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They're doing two games, so game three will also be added in their six-game series against Montgomery. First pitch went out at 4 this afternoon, so you'll see the lights come on in just a couple of hours over at Wahoo Stadium.
And I'll see if I can find some score updates on those games as we progress through the evening. But as for right now, it's 4:50, so we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got the state of Florida taking action against social media companies with Ashley Moody sharing her thoughts on that. We'll get information on that and more when we return right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. No flip.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
That is not a message to Chris, a romantic partner, or anyone else. That's just a song that I like.
I'm waiting for you to wear the nose ring in it.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:53 here. Hinted at this before we went to break just a couple minutes ago. State of Florida taking action against social media companies. Attorney General Ashley Moody, part of a coalition of 41 other attorneys general who are calling on Congress to pass legislation requiring a Surgeon General warning for certain platforms. A letter sent to lawmakers claims that algorithm-driven social media apps are linked to psychological harm amongst young people, including depression and anxiety. The message to Congress also emphasizes that while this action is not enough to fully address the issue, it represents a significant step in reducing the risk of harm to the youngins.
How come the people pushing those buttons don't realize that?
I think you do, but I think you see it as a necessary evil, right? If somebody's mean to you on social media, or if you get anxious or you get depressed for one reason or another, at other times, look at how often you're on your phone just passing time or turning to it for information or help to cheat on a test in school.
How many times do you grab this little device? I'm holding it now and saying, I'm throwing it. Man.
There were times I was grabbing it while you were doing your interviews just a few minutes ago.
Exactly. Like, but,
let me check something real quick.
I want to tell you this. We were talking about with Colton Wright. Of course, we just had him on a few moments ago from District 5 and Santa Rosa County Commissioner. Great guy. We were talking about the dog park over at Tiger Point. So I was telling you and showing you a picture that they sent me a picture of one of my Yorkshire Terriers, Missy, sunning this afternoon out on the lawn chair.
Right.
This leads into a great, and then I get a text from Joanne saying, wait a minute, we got three dogs. You only mentioned one. Stop it. Just stop it. But I do have a great feel-good story from our news partners over at Channel 3. You got to hear this one. This is really good. You want to smile? Listen to this one. A dog, her name is Andorra, missing for 2 years, was reunited with her Pensacola family, all thanks to a microchip. And Dora disappeared from the Denmark family. This happened back in 2022. Last Friday, a shelter in Oklahoma reached out, notified the family, and Dora had been found in Oklahoma. They don't know how she got there, but the moral of this story, microchip your pets.
Absolutely. If they can, as I said, if they can find them as far as Oklahoma and even further, that's just unbelievable.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute great. I don't know if my three monsters got out, I'd be going crazy.
Well, I've got another feel good story for you. During the break, I said I would look up the Pensacola Wahoo score. And I remembered that when we were talking about phone usage. So I looked it up. As of just over 20 minutes ago, the Wahoos posted on their official Facebook, bottom of the second, home run to go up 1-0 on Montgomery.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
So, man, we got families reuniting with pets. We got the Wahoos with an early lead against Montgomery. Man, we are sitting pretty, Chris.
And we've got FSU football tickets to give away.
Yes, we do. Thank you for reminding me that.
That's right.
Just before 5:30, as we typically do when we have tickets to give away, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Florida State-Memphis game this Saturday. I do have a trivia question. It sounds difficult. I promise
it is.
It's not
difficult. Heck with him. Don't listen to him. It is. You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Not going to get it.
I'm sure there is somebody who's going to get this.
They're going to break out the ACC dictionary encyclopedia or
the thing
something.
The thing is, I think this is worded like a Jeopardy question.
Let me just say, you better be on your best because this is a hard question.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now, but the thing, because here's the way I'm thinking of it.
You're a sports guy, man.
You need, but that's what I'm saying. You need an ounce of sports knowledge to know it, a literal ounce.
How many chives did I went through three and didn't get it.
Well, but that's the thing. It's like if you have to understand, this is someone who not only enjoys football, they care enough about it and about Florida State football in particular text in for a pair of tickets to go to a game. But don't worry. It's not like I'm going to ask you, in 1983, who was Florida State's leading rusher? I'm not going to ask you that. It's nothing that, you know, specific.
I got to tell you, I enjoy going to Doak Campbell. Whether you're a fan or not,
I have
a great time.
If the heat's more forgivable, it's beautiful.
I love the people there, man. Crazy.
And it's one of the one of the largest brick structures in America, I believe, because it's huge and it's made of red brick. It's phenomenal.
My kid, Harry, when he was playing youth football for Gulf Breeze, mini football. We used to take him down there because he used to like, during the summertime, they'll let the fans walk on the field.
Yeah.
They don't have it striped or anything and things like that. But he got a chance to go out on the surface of Doak Campbell man, he was in heaven. He was like, unbelievable.
Well, and that's the thing. When you look out there, if you're standing at midfield and you just look at all those stands, imagine it being shoulder to shoulder with people, yelling,
it's
marching
magic.
Band,
it's
blaring.
Magic.
Oh, my goodness. That's got to be intimidating if you're, I don't know, someone like Wake Forest. Anyway, let's see. A more frivolous headline here. This is a wacky slash weird story for you. A search is underway in New Jersey for a man who keeps harassing people while naked at an apartment complex. South Brunswick police say that the incident started in the middle of the night when a man donning only a ski mask would approach residents and do things. The most recent one happened in broad daylight Tuesday in front of a woman walking her dog. There have been half a dozen reports of the odd behavior at the complex on Route 1, but police believe there have been more and that it's been going on for months. Anyone who encounters the naked man is urged to contact him immediately. This is in New Jersey. Hopefully it's not a pressing matter for us.
Is he still on the loose?
I would assume so. I mean, this is an up-to-date headline, so... Any of our Brunswick fans, where you at? South Brunswick people, look out for that dude.
You see, now that's the redeeming value. We're on radio. We don't have to show them the picture of this guy.
That's another thing. And also, because we've always been promoting our news radio app,
you can
be in South Brunswick listening to us easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you never know. There could always be that one person in South Brunswick.
And you and I talked about this off air a few minutes ago. We saw that bizarre truck versus building incident. It happened at 5:50 this morning.
Yeah.
On Fairfield Drive into Tahar Drive. A white pickup truck failed to stop, crashed into the building. FHP investigating. No injuries were reported, but they said, it was just a minor infraction. That truck was sitting inside that building.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Are you kidding me?
We saw the report, and it said minor damage to the interior. I look at WEAR's B-roll footage. That truck is in the building.
Oh, yeah. There's a prominent hole.
Yeah.
There's not just a little hole. That truck is in the building.
Yeah, that was the understatement of the century there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today.
And FSU tickets coming up in less than 30 minutes.
There you go.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.